This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday, the 14th of December, on the DJB show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen on the number one format of the year, news, talk, conversation, reigning supreme once again as the number one radio format. 93 million Americans listen to conversation on the radio every single day. What drives it? Is it the natural disasters? Is it the political landscape? Is it your desire to know what's going on? And listen to people who know it all, like Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me. I don't know if Kara knows it all. She's getting smarter.
Why does this always happen? Anytime he says something about everyone else, and then he's like, and Kara, okay.
It's time for People in the News. Can we set up an echo chamber, do you think? Somewhere there's a way of doing it, Kara. I don't know that you put one fader up and another one down or crosswise, and there's an echo that's created.
Sometimes I think I heard Jen saying she wants to be your echo, so she'll just be in the background going,
oh, come on.
People in the news. Tina Smith, not an actress, a politician, in fact. She is the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota. She will single-handedly replace Al Franken. Al Franken is going left, or further left, out the door. And Ms. Smith is coming in. The governor of Minnesota, who's a Democrat, put Ms. Smith in. His name is Mark Dayton. Isn't there somewhere along the line precedent for governors to appoint themselves to these circles? They can appoint. Is there any rule that says you have to do this, that, or the other thing? Or
I don't
you just
know how great that looks.
I nominate me.
Let's consider.
I'm the best person for the job.
Well, let's think about it for a second. In local politics, I was thinking now that you bring it up, the city council in Framingham that will be seated on the 1st of January, there are 11 members, and there are various committees, and they decide who would be the chairman and vice chairman. And they all vote for themselves. I nominate Joe Blow for chairman, and Joe Blow, along with six other people, vote for himself to be chairman. So how is that any different here? It's just a little different scale. But it happens. And by the way, I would ask all three of you, Jenner, you are running for something, wouldn't you vote for yourself?
Yeah, but voting for yourself, I think, is different than publicly nominating yourself, saying, well, I've looked through all the candidates. I know they have a very healthy ego.
Well, that's what, look at what Dick Cheney did.
Of everyone out there.
Dick Cheney goes and does a search from door to door, from state to state, from town to town, to look for the best vice presidential candidate for George Bush. And look who he found. Himself. So?
Well, maybe that was just a front, and he didn't really look. He was going to be doing it all along.
You don't really. You think that happened? You actually?
Well, not with such a nice, sweet guy like Dick Cheney. He would never do anything like that.
Oh my God! I can't believe you think that way, Victoria. Outrageous.
The only thing I keep reliving when I hear about Governor Dayton, do you remember he's the guy about a year ago who passed out and hit his head on the podium when he was delivering his State of the State address?
State of the State. Yep.
Oh, right. What was that related to? Did they ever say what happened to him? Did he just faint?
I heard about that. That's typical of the news media, just showing us how he hits himself on the head.
Right, and then never follows up.
Why? Yep.
By the way, if you didn't see Designated Survivor last night.
Anybody? I haven't seen it this whole season. I'm so behind.
Yeah. Not good at the end.
Not good.
Go on hiatus for a month.
Oh, come on. Don't spoil it for us.
All right. Has to do with the wife.
Did someone die?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the president.
The wife gets killed off?
No, that's fine.
film it.
I love how you said don't spoil it, and then you're goading him into it. Ooh, what happened?
Well, now I need to know.
What happened?
So,
but Jen always thought that there was something up, that the wife was up to something. No, right, Jen? I think that was your...
The FBI director was...
I don't trust her.
No.
The FBI director.
So the lieutenant governor says, I never anticipated this moment. Oh, no. I am resolved to do everything I can to move Minnesota forward, and I'll be a fierce advocate in the United States Senate for the economic opportunity that is a part of what we're well known for. Anyway, Franken called Smith an excellent choice for the seat. Looks forward to working with her, he says, to ensure a speedy and seamless transition.
Anyone else think it was a little suspect that this announcement was made the day after Roy Moore lost the election?
No.
I have a little conspiracy going that had Roy Moore won the election, we would have never seen this replacement being announced because Al Franken would have stayed in.
Really?
Well,
and you base that on your gut or something else that you know?
I base it on my gut, and I base it on the fact that I can see the new where the Democratic Party is moving now from
where are they moving
from Russia? Well, they're moving from Russia to now trying to be the party of moral superiority when it comes to sexual harassment. And they had a week where John Conyers left, and then Al Franken didn't really want to resign. In fact, he said he wasn't going to resign, but he was pressured out by about 28 different Democratic women that said, well, you need to leave. And this set the table for 2018 when they have the midterm elections for Democrats to say, well, you know, Al Franken and John Conyers did the right thing, yet you still have Trump and Roy Moore who have all of these accusations behind them.
Really?
Well, I agree with all that, though. That's, I think a lot of, especially liberal women, do feel that way. And you can't, you can't try to clean house unless you look, you start at home. And that's, I didn't want Franken
to
resign if Roy Moore was going to be.
Well, I think to pretend the Democrats don't have the same problems that Republicans have, this is not a political party issue. This is a cultural issue, it seems.
Right.
It's a systemic problem. And to pretend that one party is immune or dealing in some way better than another party, I don't think that's really true or fair. But that's, I think, the direction that was going to be going on. So that in 2020, you'd run someone like Kirsten Gillibrand, or you'd run someone like Kamala Harris, or somebody, so that you have the identity politics game at play in a really big way.
Right, but I don't see how they can claim the moral high ground when they kick two of their own out. That just seems like you're doing the right thing. And whether it's left or right or center, get rid of people.
It's hard, because looking back, Bill Clinton was given a gigantic pass by Democrats. Many politicians were given big passes in the past year, and now all of a sudden in the past couple of months we're going to clean things up. We're now morally superior starting yesterday. It just doesn't sit right with me.
Well, I think maybe that might be a Republican-Democrat issue, but...
Well, if we had dealt with Bill Clinton more in a different way... Yeah, if we had dealt with Bill Clinton in a different way, I don't even know if we'd be at this state of affairs in politics.
Well, I think this is more than politics. This is epidemic now at this point in every industry. So if every industry doesn't, and politics included, if every industry doesn't start stepping up and pushing these people out, it doesn't matter what their politics are. It's the 2017 is going to be the year where hopefully we look back on it and it was a monumental shift in culture, and it affects everything. We can say it affected politics, it affected the movie industry, it affects the media, entertainment. Every industry is touched by this. So I don't really know where there's moral high ground being claimed here. I think it's just women are just saying enough is enough. There were women in Alabama who apparently were afraid to tell their husbands they didn't want to vote for Roy Moore and went for the other guy. And I just think that women are sick of it. And I agree
with a part of this. We're not totally disagreeing on this, but I do think that there is a bit of hypocrisy, because you have a lot of these women in particularly politics who would accept money, who would accept political donations, who would accept a lot of different things from men in powerful positions who maybe are not behaving properly or who are acting inappropriately towards women. I think we all just need to look in the mirror, and we all need to start making changes. And I think there's a difference between doing that and starting to accuse an entire political side of the aisle of bad behaving and not wanting to clean up after themselves. Because I think, truthfully, after Roy Moore lost, most Republicans took a big sigh, a big breath of relief.
Yeah. Who wants him in there? Yeah. All right, so that was a good, healthy discussion. It's 16 past the hour. This is the DJV show, and the trip to Hawaii is now in the focus, front and center, with the exciting news of a trip of a lifetime for many people, including me, because I love Hawaii. It is a fantastic place.
You've been wanting to go to Hawaii for a while.
I haven't been for a while. I have a couple of radio stations on different islands there that carry the program. So in March, I think it's March 14th, in fact, is the day that we are leaving for the ultimate Hawaii tour. Pearl Harbor will be a highlight. The USS Arizona, the Memorial Day will be a highlight. The beaches, Waikiki especially, will be a highlight. The battleship Missouri in Pearl Harbor will be a highlight. The volcanoes in the national park will be a highlight. Well, yesterday, three people signed up for this.
Cool.
I thought that was cool. Yeah. So if you want to go on a trip, and the reason that I'm sort of explaining it, pushing it, whatever verb you want to use, is because it's so inexpensive when you consider what you get, and it's a great Christmas present. Here, honey, I decided we'd go to Honolulu or go to Hawaii in March, and Doug Steffen is going to conduct the tour. Okay? The situation is, I'm not sure how much, I'm not sure whether I'm a good tour conductor, but I'll be your pal, I'll be your friend. We'll spend time going for all the islands. We'll have boat trips to the islands. We'll fly around to the islands. YMT Vacations offers fully escorted international, domestic, cruises, itineraries, top destinations, and Hawaii is their number one destination. Not surprised to hear that at all. So, you want to do some sightseeing, want to have some fun, want to see things that will leave you breathless, and perhaps the best thing to do is to call 877-900-4574. That's where you get the information. You can go online to the DJVshow.com website. Go to the banner ads at the bottom. Click on Doug's trip to Hawaii and give you all the information. And then you decide you want to send him a few bucks to hold a place for you. Because I think the space is limited, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know how many people are supposed to go. I should check that out. But anyway, 877-900-4574. We're off to a great start with people signing up. Join some of your listening friends. Maybe there's two ladies that drive the school buses in Jackson will come along. Wasn't that? Remember that conversation we had earlier? Was it this week or last week? The two ladies, when we were talking, we get a call from Jackson, Mississippi, and then Jackson, Tennessee, and another Jackson, Mississippi. And we found out there were two school bus drivers that were in the same lot. They didn't know each other. Remember that? Yeah, it was very cute. So those people should go along. 877-945. Whoops. Yeah, that's the number. Probably should do it one more time. Everybody write this number down or pick up the phone now and get the information. Join me in Hawaii in March. 877-900-4574.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Those of you who are on track with the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, all of them announced yesterday, this year's class includes the Moody Blues, the Moody Blues, the Moody Blues, and the Moody Blues. And oh, by the way, Bon Jovi, Dire Straits, and the Cars are included.
But Nina Moody Simone.
Blues. Oh, yes.
Don't you Nina leave Simone, out yes. Nina Simone.
Right. She passed away, but she was quite a good soul singer, if you will. I saw her referred to as a soul songstress. She is really, I don't know, she's done... they'll really fit into the Rock Hall of Fame. There's a place for her, but I never thought she was a rock and roller, frankly.
I don't know. I think she's kind of gritty. I feel like she's probably an inspiration for a lot of future rockers.
With this?
Maybe not this specific
not this song.
With this?
Where did this come from?
We're just giving a variety.
I always think of her as much more as blues.
Yeah.
I love Nina Simone. I think of her as blues for sure, though.
I think this is misplaced. But let's not forget the Moody Blues, who belong in there for sure. There are all kinds. Oh, the Cars are good. Of all the groups in here, I would rate them, for me anyway, the Moody's number one, probably the Cars number two in my wheelhouse of favorites. Bon Jovi, 3, Dire Straits, 4, Nina Simone, no. And I really don't know anything about Rosetta Tharpe.
Blues guitar player? She's... It's weird. I forget when she died. Somewhere in here.
Her cousin is Rosetta Stone, right? The foreign cousin?
Yeah, she died in 73.
That went right over Victoria's head.
No, I got it. I'm not going to judge it.
I chose not to acknowledge that silly statement. Yes. Uh-huh. So Justin Hayward, who's the lead singer of the Moody's, has said, quote, "I'm extremely grateful to the Hall of Fame for two things. For creating the Supreme Temple, to something that has brought me endless joy since I was a boy," and that's true. He loves all of the stuff. He loves performing. He loves writing. He scores movies. He's had nothing but music in his life, his whole life. And he's really, he says, music has brought me endless joy since I was a boy. Second thing is, for after all these years, including us, I would say, yeah.
They're long overdue.
Long overdue.
I feel like they finally got it right this year. Although Bon Jovi, I don't like them, but the Moody Blues for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bon Jovi does absolutely nothing for me. Oh my God, really?
Come on.
No way, no way.
The Moody Blues also are going to reunite with the original keyboardist, Mike Pinder, who left in 78, and the flautist, Ray Thomas, who left in 2002 because he had a lot of physical problems brought about.
On this last list, Bon Jovi all day long. Are you kidding?
What? Richie Sambora is coming back, right?
Well, if you gave me the chance to listen to just one of these artists or groups,
yeah,
on this list, Bon Jovi, yeah, all day, every day, please.
Instead of the Moody's?
It's okay, Jen. The only one I slightly care about is the Cars, and maybe Nina Simone.
You don't care about the Moody's?
Dire Straits is actually, I put the Moody's number one and then Dire Straits number two.
I don't like the Moody Blues very much.
No, this list is like bubblegum on the shoe of rock
all right
and roll.
You know what I want you to do, Kara?
Give me the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, what an outrage. Jeez.
Actually, that's true.
Kara.
Oh, you guys. Oh, all right. I got to beat the Doug on this one. Whoa.
Kara.
What?
If you get your father's phone number, of course you do. I want to call your father. I want to give him this list on the air, and I want to have him pick which of these groups.
He's got taste. He's going to go with us.
He would pick the Cars.
He's not
going to
pick
the Cars. He'd pick the Cars?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't think he really cares that much about the Moody Blues.
Don't call him. The Cars are not bad.
You rank them as your number two, so it's not like you hate them.
And if we put the Police together with the Cars, we'd have the Police Cars. That'd be a great new group.
He would vote for the Police.
The Police, for sure. Yeah.
28 past the hour.
Wash the dishes. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Zen, they say that there are two ways to wash dishes. The first is to wash dishes in order to have clean dishes. The second is to wash dishes in order to wash the dishes. The difference lies in focus. The first approach has a person doing something while thinking of some future time. The second has the person fully present in the moment. Having goals is wonderful, and they can certainly be helpful for us. But being present right now is a gift beyond any goal. Whatever you're doing today, in fact, whatever you're doing right now, be fully present. To learn how to wash the dishes in your own life, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
asking everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
After the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, along with Douglasa. Here, you can follow us on Facebook.com/DJV show. Today is National Alabama Day, recognizing the 22nd state to join the Union. Alabama enjoys 60 miles of shoreline along the Gulf Coast, was the original capital of the Confederacy until yesterday. May of 1961 was when they actually got into the Civil War. Montgomery set the stage for the secessionist movement 100 years later. Remember, the Civil Rights Movement found a home there. And it started there and moved all across the country. So National Alabama Day. It's night three of Hanukkah as well. Happy. This is a very festive time for all of our Jewish friends. Everybody's eating, drinking, being merry. Kind of like other things that are going on. People in the News continues now on the DJV show with a focus on our pal Kim Jong-un, who apparently executed his highest political associate yesterday. And he also is the, I don't know if I say the victim. There was a study done by a law professor who served for a decade as an International Court of Justice judge. And he wrote a report which documents from one place to another, the outrageous atrocities in the prison systems run in North Korea. He said in his report they were, quote, even worse than the Nazis. He writes, going on here, I believe the conditions in the prison camps are worse than those I saw and experienced in my youth in the Nazi camps and in my long professional career in the human rights field. He is the author of a report published by the International Bar Association. The report is entitled Inquiry on Crimes Against Humanity in North Korea. Documents atrocity inside the prisons where 80,000 people a year are being killed. So, why isn't this guy up? Why don't they have international courts in The Hague to bring? I'm trying to remember who the guy that ran or was responsible for the atrocities in Macedonia and Bosnia. What was the guy's name?
Oh, yeah.
Eastern, whatever his name was. He got tried, and didn't he get sentenced to death? Whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Monoslav Slobongi or something.
No, it was with an M, though.
Yeah, Miroslav something.
Hold on.
Anyway, there have been people from South Korea who have been brought up on charges like this before they had, back in the apartheid days. The whites that were running South Africa, they'd kill 50, 60 blacks a day. Just because they wanted to. And there are all kinds of stuff. Apparently, prisoners are getting tortured and killed, raped.
Milosevic,
that's it, right.
Right.
Malnutrition. They feed them once every 2 days. Starvation. They put them out on chain gangs. And apparently, when they fall to the ground, they shoot them. Man, this is a bad movie. There is no comparison anywhere in the world, past or present, this says, other than the atrocities the Nazis brought to the Jews. So the report calls for an international tribunal to investigate Mr. Kim Jong-un and his crimes against humanity, hold him responsible.
People don't even know. That's the really sad thing. They don't know that there's anything better out there unless somehow something slips in and then you see them trying to defect. And I just keep remembering the images of that guy who was running for his life after being shot at and escaped with a foot-long tapeworm in his stomach because they're poisoning these people. They don't care about food safety. They don't care about anything like that.
If you make it to the South Korean border, do they just accept you? And they say, come on over.
Oh, South Korea will take you in.
Yes.
Yeah. No problem.
Right. Well, that's a good...
Thank God for at least maybe the one or two people who can actually make it out.
Yeah. Well, it's something that's... It's beyond the beyond. We can't in this day and age imagine things like this going on. But they are. You can believe. I think that all the stuff that's been highlighted there, you can believe that. So why is the world community putting up with this? Why is this guy still there? That's the question. And I think it goes back to the same thing that befalls humanity every single time one of these people show up. People are talking about Trump being somebody like this. This guy is this man. He's not even a human being. The way that people are treated, the way he disposes of those who get in his way. Like I said, his chief aide did something he didn't like, so he just shot him yesterday. Yeah.
And he's convincing people that he's God, that he's a God to them.
Anybody
and
who
he
tries
can do
that
magical
is off
things.
Their rocker. You know that he's off his rocker.
Completely.
I don't know if he's certifiably crazy, though. I think he just might be evil.
Well, he's obviously sadistic. The rocket launchers to kill people, things like that. That was his own uncle, I think. And then being eaten by a pack of wild dogs. That's psychotic. There's definitely... that's beyond evil. That's sadistic and just... You've got major mental problems.
You know, and you don't think these people exist in 2017.
Right.
But they do. There are people, African leaders, that get away with this stuff. Not many, because most of them have been all exposed by now. But there are a few that are still in some of these smaller countries that are getting away with this kind of stuff.
So great that this guy has nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah. Right. Big help. Okay. So that's that report. Now, Jennifer, let's get into the sports news with cornerback Artie Burns and what has befallen him. This is out of the Doug Steffen playbook.
Yep, and like so many other NFL players, Artie Burns hasn't been playing in the NFL very long, but he thinks football's already taken its toll on his health. Artie Burns plays for the Steelers. He's a second-year cornerback, and he was among a group of NFL players who talked to Sports Illustrated about whether he'd take a test for CTE, which is, of course, the concussion-related degenerative brain disease that can't currently be diagnosed in living patients. Burns was pretty blunt in his response. He said, quote, "I definitely know I have it. I'm going to test positive for CTE. I don't need a test. Is it going to tell me how much I have? We play a physical sport, man. Humans are not made to run into each other." He said that he'd been diagnosed with a concussion. I'm sorry, he's not been diagnosed with a concussion so far in his NFL career. He's played in every game in two seasons with the Steelers, and he had a similar clean bill of health at Miami, where he played in at least 11 games for each of his three seasons as a Hurricane. Still, Artie Burns seems to recognize that many hits he's taken and dealt with over the past years can add up, even if it wasn't very obviously that he was concussed on one play or another. Other players interviewed for the Sports Illustrated piece had varying responses, with some saying they would take such a test now, and others saying they would wait until they're retired. I don't think this is any bit of breaking news. That survey just come out saying that 99 out of every 100 football players have CTE.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we get back to the argument, though, under the circumstances, especially now, they know when they sign on the dotted line for $10 million, $12 million, whatever it is, opening salary for a player who just gets on the line is $780,000 a year. So when you sign that deal, you have to know what you're opening yourself up to. So then should all of this other stuff go away, that is all of the fuss at the NFL and the owners and suing them and that sort of thing, it would seem to me there would be a clause in the contract that says you acknowledge the danger involved in playing this sport, and
there
we have no liability.
Yeah, you may start to see that in everyone's contract. But, you know, to get to the NFL, you have got to play on such a high level. I'm just guessing, I would surmise, you already have CTE by the time you get to the NFL. If you've ever seen a college game, and you've been playing since Pop Warner, and the doctor, I forget his name, but the CTE doctor, he said it's not necessarily the major concussions, it's all the micro concussions that people get all along the way. So you could easily, if you were a lawyer for the NFL, you could probably pretty easily make that argument. You've already got it by the time you get there.
Yeah. So what does that say about the fans who also know at this point what all the players in the game are in for? Is this like the gladiators?
I have a hard time blaming the fans, because the NFL made a decision. They thought they would get more fans in with this hard-hitting, fast style of football.
Yeah, but the fans know that, Jennifer.
But guess what? The fans aren't there this season. The fans are gone. The fans are ticked off at the NFL.
Because they recognize all this stuff.
They're still there to some extent, but their popularity of the NFL is suffering. And in fact, there was just this new poll that I saw that said football is the least popular sport now in the United States. The four major sports of hockey, baseball, basketball, and football. So I think the NFL needs to do some reevaluating and some looking in the mirror and realizing that fans are just sick of them sweeping everything under the rug, whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's rape, whether it's animal murders, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They're tired of not having the NFL deal with it, and I think this is one of those issues. I don't think people want to see someone get murdered and know that their brain's going to explode on them one day because they're taking a hit on the field.
You didn't tell me that that hockey is more popular than football? Good
yep.
Lord.
What are we it should be. It's more fun to watch.
What?
I wonder it is a lot more fun. I wonder what the CTE stats for hockey are, or if they haven't gotten into that yet.
I don't think that they
I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah.
Lots of concussions in hockey.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They hit each other over the head with their sticks, for God's sakes.
Well,
I can find out from my friends at Sarascan that do all the research on this stuff, and they'll let you know. I'll get back to you on that.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Victoria, another football story. This time it involves the fans who go to New Orleans Saints games.
Yeah, there's a fan who's a season ticket holder for the Saints. He filed a lawsuit against the Saints for a refund of his tickets plus attorney fees because of his displeasure with protests before the national anthem. And he basically said that the Saints' Week 3 protest and the players kneeling before the anthem has ruined his enjoyment of the game. That's what he claims in his lawsuit. He said he has not been to a Saints home game since Week 2. The Saints' Week 3 protest, which was the entire league pretty much was a part of this was not just the Saints. This was the backlash after Trump had made some comments, and so that's where he's claiming all this displeasure for the game comes from in his lawsuit. The Saints running back Mark Ingram took to Twitter yesterday to actually criticize the fans, saying the one time we protested an anthem was an away game. It wasn't even a home game. And after a team meeting, we decided to kneel as one before the anthem was played, and then we stood as one during the anthem. Good luck, dude. So apparently he doesn't think that this guy is going to win his lawsuit. The Saints have knelt before the national anthem as a sign of unity, but they always stand during it since Week 4. So he thinks that they probably will not have to fork over any money to this fan. But like Jen was saying, the fans are definitely, you see so many empty seats every single time you see an NFL game now.
That's
all you see in the background.
Go marching in. Oh, when
whether it's the Giants because they just suck, or if it's, you know, the Rams or the Chargers.
I wanna be in that number.
Okay.
When the Saints go marching in.
Better not to fight it.
47 after the hour. Here's something else not to fight. There are people who are reporting, according to a couple of medical studies, the amount of sleep disturbance and depression that is common with people who don't have a good pillow. And they may not even know it. The number of people who are taking things to get a good night's sleep and not realizing that most of the problem is the pillow. You know, there are a lot of people who have had opioid therapy prescribed for their sleep disturbance because of all of the things that get in the way of their neurochemical pathways. This is a very serious circumstance. And upon examination, when you find out, when you talk to people who have what they call disordered sleep, and the way they're trying to get themselves to sleep, it's very easily overcome. A number of patients who received treatment were told to take a MyPillow and sleep on it and see if that doesn't fix the problem. And, you know, in most cases, it did. So how about a focus on your pillow if you're not getting a good night's rest? My Pillow, the cotton pillows, the stuffing that's in, is that the, what do you call it, filling? Call it stuffing? What do we call
it? It's the filling, or the filling, yeah.
Right, exactly. It's fill, actually. That's the way they refer to it. It's patented. Let you put the pillow just the way you like it. All the ladies have it. You can wash it. You can wax it. No, you can't. You can wash it and you can dry it. And then you puff it up when you're getting into bed and have a great night's rest. How'd you like to give the gift of good sleep to your partner, to your family, to your friends? You can do it, not expensively. This could be the big gift that you give to the special people in your life, and you still get time to do it by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, and you will get two pillows for the price of one, the premium pillow at the regular price, another premium pillow free. And you go around the website, MyPillow.com, and look at the other specials that they have. You can get the same balance off the price when you're buying some of these things. So do yourself and your friends a favor. They have financing available on everything that you buy, over $150. The premium MyPillows. This is a special offer. It's at the DJV. Well, yeah, you can get it. Go to DJVshow.com and check out the banner at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Let's move back into a thoughtful overview of what's going on in technology. Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. We're going to deal with who's searching what. And this is a Google thing. This is actually an interesting report.
Yeah.
So Victoria will have that for us in a moment. You're going to be listening to this courtesy of the folks who bring you Total Wireless. If you are a good boss, a total boss, you'll get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Four lines on America's largest network for $25 a line. That's every month, $25 a line per month. Great deal. Learn more about it at TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable network. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All
forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I thought it was interesting, Victoria. You know, Alibaba, which is the Chinese equivalent to one of these big companies here, Google, Microsoft. Yep. They're going to start selling cars using gigantic vending machines. A car, they're going to sell Ford electric cars in China with a vending machine.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, so Google has released some of the most popular search terms and words. So what do we have here?
Well, interestingly, Google found that more searches started with the word how than any other word in any other year. And so they listed the most popular searches this year, and they're kind of sad. They kind of are heartbreaking. It sums up 2017. How do wildfires start? How far can North Korean missiles go? How much will the wall cost? How many refugees are there in the world? How do hurricanes form? How to board up a window? How to help Puerto Rico? How to calm a dog during a storm, and how to run for office. Those are the biggest questions that are most Googled in 2017. They also summed up a lot of their other searches. Worldwide searches included Hurricane Irma, both iPhone 8 and 10, Matt Lauer, and Meghan Markle, your favorite, Doug.
Right, yes.
In global actors, number one, Meghan Markle. Because I think no one knows who she is, so I think everyone was Googling, who is Meghan Markle? Kevin Spacey, number two on the list for 2017. Number three, Wonder Woman Gal Gadot. Number four, Louis C.K. And number five was Bill Skarsgård, who I believe is Alexander Skarsgård's brother, who starred in It as the clown, I believe. But again, I don't know, and I didn't Google him, so there's the Google response. And then for U.S. news, again, Hurricane Irma, Matt Lauer, Tom Petty, Super Bowl, Las Vegas shooting. And for people in the U.S., not a great list except for Meghan Markle. She's on all the lists. But Matt Lauer, Harvey Weinstein, Michael Flynn, and Kevin Spacey.
Wow.
Sums up 2017.
Sort of does. By the way, today the FCC takes the vote on net neutrality. There's going to be some fireworks because there's an observation room there, and apparently it's already filled with people who are ticked off about this. This is one of the dumbest things these people have come up with.
Well, it's just so obvious when you look at who it benefits. You know, it's just so obvious.
All our friends at Verizon, let's hear it for what a great company they are.
Yep.
Boom.
And AT&T and Comcast and all the big ones.
All right, you have some stats on the effect virtual reality has on our health.
Some more bad news. 2017, in the third quarter of 2017, virtual reality headsets, more than a million of them shipped out. This is going to be a very hot Christmas gift item this year. The number of VR headsets is expected to rise rapidly in 2018. And the bad news is, and Doug, you're going to go right along with this, unfortunately, it's having serious effects on children's eyes.
Yep.
And so there are real health risks associated with this. First of all, when you have the headset on, you're completely blind to the outside world. So lots of people are falling and tripping over things, but mostly it's myopia, which is severe nearsightedness. That is actually the biggest problem that doctors are seeing.
Yep. Keep it up, ladies and gentlemen. You want to have your kids blind, dumb, and dumber. That would be so.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.